In her hand, she held a small pistol pointed straight at his chest. The mysterious rider was a woman. Good God, a stunning woman at that. He clamped his jaw shut to keep from gawping. What do you mean to be doing trespassing on Lord Haddon's land? She held the gun steady without one sign of nerves or trepidation while her emerald eyes upbraided him. By her steady hand with her weapon, she had handled one before, if he had to guess.
I am Viscount Haddon. These are my lands, he finally managed.
He could hardly speak as he was still struggling to catch his breath.
I have met Lord Haddon and you are not him.
He frowned and pressed a hand to the back of his neck before looking up to a tree limb still swaying above him. He choked out a chuckle.
You pulled back the limb and released it, did you not?
Her chin hitched up a hair.
Seemed the best way to stop you from chasing me.
She had used her intelligence to great effect, delivering him a heavy blow and unseating him from his mount. He would be devilishly sore on the morrow.
While I appreciate your defence of my lands, I should like to know the identity of the dog who attacks wary travellers by day, or do you do so by night as well?
She flicked the pistol at him.
It is no matter who I am. You have not answered my question.
As I told you before, my name is Nicholas Montford, Viscount Haddon. These are my lands. The young woman straightened and relaxed a mite.
Nicholas Montford? Viscount Haddon is James Montford?
He dragged himself up to his hands and knees and sat back on his boots.
Lord, but he hurt. James Montford was my father. He and my mother died in a carriage accident 20 years ago. I assume the title with his death, though I had no understanding of what that meant at the time. I would give up the title happily for one more moment with him.
Her vivid green eyes narrowed.
No, I do not believe you. 'Tis a heartfelt story, but you are surely lying, so I let down my guard. Tell me the truth, or I will—
As she said the last in her thick accent, the small pearl-handled pistol shifted to aim between his legs.
So who are you?
One hand covered the sensitive region while he held the other one up, palm towards her.
What do I have to gain from lying to you? I cannot be poaching as I have no gun or weapon with which to hunt. If I had set traps previously, would I be able to collect any game, alone and with only a single horse? If you look, I have naught to aid in that endeavour.
His pitch had reached a level never heard before from him. He was in danger of squeaking, it was so high. If only she would take her aim from his nether regions. She glanced over her shoulder, but back at him with haste.
What if you were saddlebags? I left ahead of the carriage carrying my valet and my trunk. Within those bags are nothing more than a change of clothing. If you wish to rifle through my small clothes, then do as you will.
If she would aim at his manhood, then he would do his best to discomfit her too. Her cheeks pinked, and she opened her mouth once or twice.
Quite impertinent for a stranger, are you not?
He let out a bark and gave her a cursory glance from head to toe. Whomever this spitfire was, she came from means. Aside from the pearl-handled gun, she was well-dressed. Her cloak was of a heavy grey wool, and a glistening yellow jewel peeked from the fastening. She was a gentleman's daughter. He was certain of it, though a hoyden, if he ever saw one.
Impertinent? Me? One could say the same of you, taking down the owner of the estate with a limb and questioning him at gunpoint. You must have a bevy of callers at your doorstep.
The woman gasped.
That is none of your affair.
Having recovered most of his breathing, Nicholas stood and brushed off his breeches, wobbling on his feet. If she had not removed his balls with a bullet by now, it was unlikely she would. She was amusing, to say the least, but he was already aching. He had no desire to remain on his knees arguing with this woman for the remainder of the day. A hot bath and a warm fire would at least do a little to put him to rights.
Enough of this. How old are you? 20? 21? You have never met my father. You are not old enough. Now away with you, else I shall call on your father when I discover his identity and tell him of what you have done.
Unlike you, I do have permission to ride here.